Welcome back to Money News. We are told constantly that our gas and electricity prices continue to rise. Now, one issue that is around the place is where is the electricity coming from? The second issue is also when you have very extreme weather, in particular very hot weather, you are going to get a significant increase in electricity usage. Now, if that starts to drain down on the generators, quite clearly they will charge a wholesale price. That wholesale price would rise because of the demand. Now, if it happens over a very broad area, more people are potentially likely to be affected or their electricity providers, and that puts pressure long-term on their price. Let's go to Matthew Warren, the Chief Executive of the Australian Energy Council. And Matthew, we have had a heat wave that's gone up the east coast of Australia over the past few weeks, and it's expected to continue in the next few days. Just explain what's happened to electricity prices in many of those areas.
Ross, as you said, electricity, there's a wholesale market for electricity, which is the signal to different types of generators to jump in and jump out of the market. So as we expect, the peak demand times in Australia are almost, with the exception of Tasmania, are summer heat waves. And so the whole show is built around providing enough power for those times. What we're now seeing in Australia is the result of not being able to build any new generation over the last decade. So the other big change is the gas LNG export facilities in Queensland. They're a big new source of demand. So they're running 24/7. They're compressing the gas for export markets. That's a huge increase in demand on top of the existing sort of summer heat waves. And the combination punch sends the wholesale market to very high levels, and we're seeing that right now.
So wind energy, solar energy, that doesn't make up the gap for the lack of generation that we've lost?
Well, it does when it runs. So that's the challenge, is that yes, when the wind and the sun sun's up there available, they are helping to the extent that they're around. Most of the wind tends to be in the south of the Australian sort of market. So there's a little bit of wind in the north, but most of it is south. And the solar tends to be rooftop, so that's working more. It does help with domestic power bills, and it's a little bit of contribution to the overall load. But in the scheme of things, the big demand is still substantially higher than what solar is producing.
And most of it comes still from coal-fired power stations. Just one thing, with these hot days, the big spikes, the usage of air conditioners, what sort of price increases are you seeing at a wholesale basis?
Oh, it depends. So there's sort of a cap on the market up to around $14,000 a megawatt hour. The important thing on all that is consumers don't see that every day. So that's the markets, because we can't store electricity, that's the way it works, is that we have negative prices for times when there's too much generation and we want people to get out, and we have very high prices to signal peak, what we call peakers, which are mainly gas generators dotted around the place that jump into the market. They're there to help out at those times of peak demand.
But what you're saying is it could go from a negative price to a price of $14,000 per megawatt hour. That's not sort of the idea I'm trying to get in people's heads, is the increase in these peak days when it's very hot.
It is a very volatile market, because it's the only commodity, if you like, Ross, that can't be stored. So we use price volatility to manage that instead. And generators are always jumping every second of the day. They're sort of jumping in and out of this market.
Okay, so if there is a very long spell of hot weather, ultimately, would the prices be passed on to consumers and to business? Because simply those wholesale prices would have to be passed on because of the average price over a longer period of time.
Yeah, that's right. And so that signal in turn signals to other generators to enter the market to build new generation, because there are bigger margins there. The problem we're seeing now is because of the last 10 years of uncertainty about energy policy in Australia, we haven't been able to build that generation.
And that's the reason why your electricity price is likely to go up in the future. Very succinctly put by the Chief Executive of the Australian Energy Council. And these very hot days simply see that the demand is there and the prices wholesale go through the roof.